Good morning. Monday morning. Oh my gosh. Yes, it is 9:14 a.m. on Monday, one of these days. Monday, November the 16th, 2015. It's been a few days since I've been out. And I forced myself out this morning, even though just between you and me, I'm certainly not feeling it this morning. I'm just barely dragging my ass today. The last few days have been a struggle. I'm not sure. I think I've got some sort of crud. Some sort of low-level crud. I've got some a little bit of lung congestion. And I've felt just completely wiped out. I went to bed, I guess it was Saturday night. Hey, it must have been. I went to bed Saturday night at 7:30 and slept till 7 o'clock. 11 and a half hours. And I was ready for a nap yesterday. About mid-afternoon. So while I did feel better compared to Saturday where I felt absolutely horrible, I did feel better yesterday. I wasn't well enough to face a 2-mile hike in the cold. I should have. Yesterday would have been a better day. Today is... It's awful. It's probably over 40 now. It's probably just barely over 40 now. But there's no sun. It's almost, at this point, I think it's completely overcast. I see a little bit of blue sky way off to the northwest over the tops of the mountains. But the air is very damp. And we have a blizzard warning on for today. It's going to start precipitating on us. And then as the temperatures fall, the wind will come up 60 miles an hour and a foot of snow. They're calling for... It's boggling. They're calling for 60 mile an hour winds and a foot of snow. I have no idea. Generally storms miss us. I don't know what it is about the town. My breakfast is talking to me this morning. I don't know what it is about the town, but quite frequently, storms moving in our direction separate and give us a pass. Now, I don't know if it's because there's the town is on a knoll, or if it's in a hole, or if it's just something with the way the mountains interact. Because the mountains are, like, right there. And while... in human scale, 50 miles, it seems like, wow, I wouldn't want to walk that today. 50 miles in an atmospheric scale is like right here. It's on the doorstep. So it wouldn't surprise me to see this storm miss us pretty much entirely, go around. It also would not surprise me. It would not surprise me one iota to get up tomorrow morning to a foot of snow and 60 mile an hour winds, in which case don't look for me to walk tomorrow. That ain't gonna happen. I'll break out the snowblower. My day tomorrow will be pretty much taken up with snow removal chores. Getting it out of the driveway. Gotta get off the sidewalk so we'll get a ticket. So the book is around halfway. I'm 36,000 words. I have no idea. I like what's happening at the moment. I'm gonna have to go back and fix the early part of the book because there's a lot of stuff that's just sort of popping up. Oh, hello, look at this. This is a problem. When it probably should have been a problem for a while. I should have at least foreshadowed it a little bit just to keep it from being, oh, look, here's a problem. I'll get it. I'm putting myself under this silly pressure because I've, you know, it's like, oh, well, I'm going to get 2 books done this month. No, well, it's always 15th I could. I have to really grind. I have to really get into it. I have to really find that flow that I've been completely lacking, particularly for the last few days, but almost completely lacking the whole month. I'm almost completely out of focus. I have so little, it's ridiculous. I can't even play games. I find myself sitting there flicking from window to 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 window. Occasionally offering a comment here or there. Leaf stuck to my heel. I'm tired. I'm walking along here, blinking, yawning. Stop it. Damn. I was fighting a yawn, and of course it caught up with me as soon as I admitted it was there. I got a good night's sleep last night. I got a reasonably good night's sleep last night. It wasn't 10 hours, but seven. Seven is pretty normal for me. I was sitting there tippy-tapping away on the manuscript and doing some damage to it, and I looked at the clock and saw it was 1:15 the hour. And I thought, oh, okay, well, I got some time. I can tippy tap away a little more. And I wrote a couple more sentences, and I realized, well, I'm really fading here. What the? And I'd just taken my medications. My medications have a tendency to knock me out after 45 minutes to an hour. Taken together. When I take them, I have to plan on being in bed in an hour, because otherwise it's almost impossible. So I'd just taken my pills and I was already falling asleep, and I was like, what the? And I realized that the 1:15 was actually 10:15, not 9:15. I usually take my pills at 8. But I postponed them for an hour and forgotten. And then realized that, oh, you did take your pills. Only I hadn't. I had just taken them at like 9:30. But yeah, I had to go to bed. So that was good. I had actually had a little bit of flow going, had a little bit of momentum going, and then fell asleep. And I'm falling asleep right now. Walking. In the cold, I'm falling asleep. So I don't know what I'm going to do today. I don't know how many words I'm going to get. I don't care. I'm going to get a few words. I've stumbled on a plot. If I have to go back and redo the first act, so be it. That's perfectly legit. I'm gonna finish this out, get 50K, get my win in for the month, get my story done for the month, so that I can hand it off to the beta readers. Don't sign up yet. And then get it to Karen Conlon for editing in December. Somebody's got laundry going this morning. I can smell the dryer sheets. Which is a miracle. Given how much my nose is running, it's a miracle I can smell anything. Walking through this neighborhood, there's these two-story houses with huge second stories. They're massive houses compared to the one I'm living in. Easily double the size. I keep thinking, wow, wouldn't one of those upstairs bedrooms make a nice office? I'm sure it would, but not enough to want me to talk me into going through the horse shit of moving. I'm old and I'm lazy, and I do not want to even face up to what would have to happen for us to move. I think what I do is get one of those pods and put everything I want to keep into the pod. Toss the rest, donate it to ARC or something. Twenty-something years living in this house. It would be a nightmare. Still walking, still going. Wow, UPS is early. I mean, it's after 9 o'clock. We don't usually see UPS truck down in this neighborhood until like well after noon, generally between 12:30 and 2. UPS and FedEx get to this end of town. I wonder what it means that they've shown up so early in the day. Maybe they've added a new route. Or for those of you on the other side of the Mesa-Dixon line, route. I don't know where, I don't know where that route thing breaks. I just took the cheap shot, took the cheap shot. Anyway, so yeah, the book. I've got to dig my heels in here and get caught up. I had a couple hundred words when I sat down last night, and I wound up with 2,500 words at the end of the night, which was pretty good considering that almost all of that happened after 7 p.m. and before I fell asleep. I'm still waiting to hear. It's got me. I think one of the things that really has me distracted is the success. Any day now, any minute now, yes, that's the UPS truck again. Any day now, I should hear from Amazon about the All-Stars. I should be seeing a bonus. I won't get it until, I think, maybe next month I'll get paid for that, but actually, I may not see the bonus until next year, I don't know. But the idea that I might be a Kindle All-Star is kind of, it's kind of cool. It's kind of like, really? Seriously? Is that going to happen? I'm getting a lot more attention, I can tell, because I'm having a lot more people advertise to me. It's like, oh, hey, I saw your book did really well. You should look at working with us to get even better. The people who want me to sign on with them for $100 a month so that my Google ranking will go up. Seriously? I don't think so. We'll start there. We'll stay away from the hell to the no for the time being. Try to be at least polite first half a dozen times that they contact me. I got I've got Social Media King writing to me again. It always amuses me, as well as aggravates me, as well as it makes me very sad that the very things they're doing to try to get my attention, to try to get me sign up for them, to try to get my business in social media, are the very things that prove to me they have not clue one about what happens in social media. Not even a hint. They're all about the numbers. They have no idea about engagement. They have no idea about influence. They have no idea about how any of this actually works. So the steps they're taking to encourage me to trust them with my social media needs are the very steps that prove to me they aren't going to do diddly except cash the checks. It's so silly. It's incredibly crazy. Anyway, yeah, it's getting black. Oh man, there's still just a little hint of blue sky way, 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 way off the lower eastern edge of that cloud deck. but it is filling in. It is getting dark. It's not going to be a pretty day. So I think I'm glad I got out. I need to get some walk, I need to get some exercise, get the blood moving. But here I am, at the back gate. The point where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.